Alright, I'm fast, because I want to be playing Super Mario, whatever goddamn has been eating my life for 3 weeks now. Odyssey? Yes,
whatever
Odyssey.
Game, yeah.
Yeah, I want to be playing that within 60 minutes.
I just saw the show title. It looks like somebody's jerking off in here.
Yeah, yeah, the show title's We Have Louis C.K. in Studio. I'm going to do my impression. I already did it twice this morning, and yeah.
That's cool. I'm wearing two layers, so... Yeah, I can take one off afterwards.
And some sanding goggles. Yeah, you'll be fine. Like, pretty much, if Louis C.K. is in studio, dress like you're going to play Double Dare.
I don't normally wear glasses.
It'll be all good.
For this occasion.
All right, everyone, it is Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio, hence the show's weird name. Show's website in papasbasement.com. Everything we've ever done is hosted there. And find us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all that junk. The show is a bunch of people who either do stand-up and or improv in the D.C. / Northern Virginia area coming together to talk about their lives for the week, the stuff that happened in the news, and just trying to be funny about it.
Yep, how their show went, what kind of weird stuff they're into, whatever we can break them down and let them confess to.
We have special guest Christine O'Day in studio. Christine, hello.
Hey.
Thank you for making it in. Christine, a couple weeks ago, we met her at an open mic in Summer. She was performing, and she
seems like we're always there.
Yeah, she had a just vile set, like completely disgusting. It was awesome.
It was amazing. Like,
very funny, yeah. And I was like,
it got her friend Travis laughing, which is
he never laughs at
pretty
anything.
Pretty hard to
yeah.
do.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's supposed to be our good friend, and John shares his bits with him, and that guy won't change his demeanor one bit.
No, he doesn't move. He's not moved by anything, and he was laughing consistently for you. Like, I could be holding, like, five pies in one hand and, like, three pizzas in another, walking down the street, be like, I hope nothing bad happens to me, hit some pavement, fall and everything, and he'd just be like, that millennial sound. We also got producer Pete.
Hey, Maybe. Guys, what's up? At P Maybe on Twitter. Really not doing anything else anywhere besides Twitter.
No.
I'm not going to give you the maybe not. I'm not going to give you the PeteMaybe.com. I don't update that enough. But going to New York this week if you guys want to hang out.
Yes.
I'll be there Tuesday night.
Any of our New York City
at the Chuckle Hut
friends, yeah, go and hang with Pete. I am getting some cysts chopped out of my ass.
Ew.
I wish that were a joke, but no, that's
early.
Really going to happen.
Too soon.
And I am going to, spend the week dropping deuces like Cambodian style, just standing up over a hole. It's going to be awesome. And we've got Howard Flood.
Yeah, I'm actually back more frequently now, I think, since I was just kicked out of my band. So, yeah, you're going to have more access.
You got booted from your band.
I mean, I don't want to. Yeah, let's say I was. I've been replaced. I'll put it that way.
Wow.
Through no fault of my own, my wife expelled a tiny human from her vagina, and so now I'm not available.
Oh, that wasn't your fault?
It.
Who is that?
How dare she?
Yeah. No fault of my own.
It does appear to be my kid, actually. Okay. So that's usually what happens with the first one, right? It kind of looks like the dad. So.
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, until it gets old enough where you can't eat it.
Oh.
Then it looks more like a mix of the two of you.
He had a child, not a dog, Christine. Got it right.
That's why babies look like they're dead, so you don't eat them.
Is that how it worked for Zeus?
I read it somewhere, and I like evolution. It, so yeah. I believe it.
I thought it was just
that's
so
survival,
you stick
baby.
Around.
Pretty
it
much,
just be
yeah.
like, ah, that looks like me. Yeah, all right.
Like some half black kid pops out.
trying
his hardest not to dark it up. Pulling a Sammy Sosa.
Oh boy, yeah. That ghost.
Yeah, that is some creepy junk. So you are out of a band. You got the David Lee Roth treatment.
I'm on the back burner. Let's put it that way. I'll be allowed back in if I can show up a little more frequently than I currently can.
If you kill your wife and child. To show that you're committed to the band. I respect that.
Yeah, we'll see if we actually start gigging and getting paid, and then I'll think about it.
That's how Metallica showed the metal world they were serious. They killed Cliff Burton.
Laying down an ice patch.
So last week, we dropped I don't know if people still think this was a work or not, but it is not.
It's not a work.
Pete, legit. producer Pete had a non-sexual, but not for lack of trying.
I wouldn't say completely non-sexual, by
That's
the way.
That's true, yeah. Like, if I had your relationship with Kevin Spacey with a woman, and, like, I was the Kevin Spacey in the situation, I'd be like,
you would tell people you had a girlfriend.
That nut's going to crack soon. Yeah. I'm just chiseling away at the rock.
Yeah.
The David is just going to pop out soon enough. So, do you want to recap?
You go ahead and recap, and I'll fill in the gaps.
So, again, Pete Extra started as an extra on House of Cards. In fact,
Stand-in,
yeah, where you met your ex. And you were cruised.
Who, by the way, was not completely on board with me hanging out with Kevin.
Why? Because you might get blown by him?
She knew.
Did she think that was competition? It's a dude.
That's what I thought. I was like, yo, I'm with you. I'm gonna come home. He's gonna give me blue balls, and then I'm gonna come home and just be with you. Like, don't worry about it.
I will think of him during the act.
That was only once.
Circa 7, when he was creepy.
That was when I just met him. Yeah.
So you were cruised by Kevin Spacey on the set of House of Cards.
I was.
And he came
over. In
fact,
I was the one that initiated. I think I was just saying what's up, and you know, he would talk to me because he talks to like a lot of guys on the set. Everything you'll read will say that. And he was asking me what I did when I'm not doing this, like acting.
And did you say like eating, sleeping, dropping deuces? Like,
yeah.
You caught him up. Okay.
Well, sleeping with older men.
Yeah.
But that's probably not important.
Oops, did I say that?
No, I said, actually, this is what I do when I'm not working.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know why that piqued his interest. And then I told him that like I work in the aeronautical.
Okay.
I work in the aerospace industry. And he was intrigued by that because like every other rich person, they have to get their pilot's license and learn about planes and things that are really expensive that nobody else can afford.
That's why John Travolta flies, because it's not gay in the sky.
Right. And yeah, I remember that. And then he just kept talking to me, and I was like, oh, I've like obviously gotten an in. So I slid him my cell phone number, like as a normal straight person would do.
Were you aware that you were like one of like 100 dudes he was working at that exact moment?
100% aware.
Okay, cool. Like,
but there's a gajillion people in the universe.
Because,
and it's better to be one in 100.
Yeah.
Than there's two, not at all.
There's two sides of my take on this situation. Like, one, I'm sad you were cruised, like, and victimized, and I hope you get into that, because you said last episode you did not really convey.
Yeah, how so we were talking
angry.
On the phone earlier today, and I said, you know what? I really didn't express my. I kind of took a lighter tone with everything that went on.
How dare you on a comedy show?
I know, right? do we want to get into that right now, or do you?
No,
wanna,
we
like,
can do whatever. I'm just saying, like, half of me feels bad for you, and the other half just wishes like it went so much more horribly.
God, you know how like, good it feels to like have somebody feel bad for me.
Like. Badly, like you had excitedly called me the Sunday night that Anthony Rapp like dropped the bombshell that like killed this man's career by Monday.
You mean before? You mean like a day pretty before, much, right?
No, like because it took a while to spread through Twitter. Like it was overnight. Like Sunday at 6 p.m. You're like, okay, I did it. I took one for the team, and he did it in my poop shoot, and I'm gonna be famous. So all
and
right.
By the way, we've talked about this. I would do it in his poop shoot, not mine.
Yeah, okay. But you're just like, yeah, fine, I did it. I fine.
And
I
for
did
the record,
it.
John
I've...
said he would take it in his poop shoot instead.
I don't care. Sure, if I could, if I could, because I
because
well, I know the theory is you're gayer if you're the receiver, but like I'm not gonna be able to maintain an erection plugging a man.
That makes sense. That
but
makes
like,
sense.
If I lie down and maybe I take a local. And I'm playing like Mario Odyssey. Like, yeah, do whatever you got to do back there.
Depending on the size, some of it's like some of it's just really.
He's not blowing anybody's mind.
All right, okay. So you got to experience at least like full chub or half chub or what was the extent?
So he's
gotten some bones
him?
And some sweatpants before.
Okay, like just like Howard Stern and Scores style, where there's no underwear and. Like, he's just full.
I think he was wearing underwear.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, then you can't judge crap. I'm sorry. You can judge overall volume
of
the meat.
Yeah, you can't, right? Yeah.
But, yeah, like, if I get a hard-on and it's, like, pinioned down by that, I don't want to be known by that.
Judged by that. I understand.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand.
But no, Christine, real fast, your act, you
just
mentioned.
Just to get you up to speed.
Part of your thing, you're like, do you want to do any of it? When you pretty much insinuate, like, yes, you've taken it in the back door.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I only do it so I can. The opening line of that bit is sort of like, I only do it so, because it's a chance to brag to a guy about the size of the poops that I've taken.
Hey, and, by the way, if this is a clean show, but if you want to say that, like, go ahead. Well,
we can bleep it later.
I feel like either word paints an accurate picture of what I'm going for.
Yeah.
But yeah, and
I prefer dumps, by the way.
Dumps? All right, dumps.
I like poops. There's a bit of innocence to it.
I know. That was so definitely nice. A lot. It sounds a lot less aggressive if I say poops.
Yeah.
With a little pause. Like, you know, she's saying something dirty.
Yeah. When you say poops, it doesn't smell in my mind. That's how I'm figuring
it. When you say poops, it sounds like molestation. That's the difference.
Can we say sheets? Like the gas station. Too close, too close.
I've been taking a lot of sheets, actually. Yeah, because...
That's your jam.
I'm a terrible person, yeah. And I like garbage food, and I hate that God made me look gorgeous, and I just want to ruin everything about that.
You're going to eat fried mac and cheese until Kevin Spacey
comes calling you. He's telling me to eat those fried mac and cheese bites.
The triangles. They're amazing.
I stick with two popcorn chickens and fried pickles.
Yeah, he's trying to stay slim, pickles. Guys. It's like that is a chicken and vegetable meal through a white trash filter.
It's so bad. Oh, and my sidecars are my two Sex on the Beach.
Oh,
to 10% alcohol, 16-ounce cans.
How much of you right now is just cancerous rot?
It's like... gone. I'm gone, dude. Like, there's no way I could... There's no point of me even stopping.
Like,
we're going to be real.
I picture you lifting your shirt, and it's like that scene in every Terminator movie where, like, 40% of him is gone, and it's just...
Oh, no. I look great. Yeah, but if I could do the... if I could do...
How is this evil robot still coming at us?
What's the guy, Robbie, he tears off his skin, it's the video, do you know what I'm talking about?
Is if I could Robbie do Knievel that. Robbie stunt?
That no, hardcore. He's like an English guy, and he does
Robbie
this
Williams?
Video. Yeah, gosh, something like that. Anyways,
there's only one Brit.
He rips off all his skin, and everybody's like losing their poops, like, for his sexiness. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I have no clue.
Anyways.
How much time did you spend at Sheetz before
look good,
the show?
Look good on the outside. Yeah, if I tear this off, it's garbage. It's going to be...
I'm
garbage on the inside, guys.
You are
know this.
Shallow Hal, like that scene where the hot girl gets in the car, but he sees what's going on the inside, and she looks like 90. And like, you know, it's the broad from Young Frankenstein, who was later on Dancing with the Stars. What the hell's her name? This is just like the Alzheimer's hour.
Maya
right
LaCroix.
Now. No, not that. Just the chick from Last Picture Show. I don't know. She's like famous for being like 90.
Elizabeth Schumer.
Yeah, you would be like Betty White just smoking. But that's that's your insides. Now that even Howard and Christine hate the show, let's proceed.
Come on.
So you wanted to just convey that you were a victim and you're not happy about that and you didn't want to be played.
I was a little bit too delicate about it last time. You know, I'd still like dude to be my homie and all that jazz, but he was a bit aggressive. I'm going to be real. He was aggressive. Now, I'm not in the same boat of everybody else that says, like, well, I was just stunned by the power of this individual, the star power of this individual that I couldn't say no and I couldn't stop him. I understand that that does happen to some people. Everybody's different. That was not the case for me. However, I feel like I downplayed that he was fairly aggressive. He was. It was very, like, when I came there, he was, like, very sexually oriented. I mean, sometimes we would just get food and stuff like that, but he...
And, like, deep-throat baguettes, or...
He always made a pass, like, regardless of what was going on. And
okay. So you have been a woman.
Exactly. I mean, and that's fine. And okay. I was like, yeah, and I know how to turn this down and order more food on his tab. What's your room number? That's it.
Fair enough. All right. Yeah,
But I feel like in the last one, I didn't do it enough justice where, I mean, he was, like, a bit aggressive, you know, where he would just...
But he would wait till you ordered the lobster. Is that kind of what you're saying? Is that?
Actually, yes. Usually he would wait for us to hang out a little bit, and then he'd be like, I'd probably try and make a move. And then, you know, and then I'd have to shut him down. Then I'd be like, all right, well, what's next on the agenda? He'd have to play.
How many drinks would you have before, like, suddenly there'd be a hand on your thigh? I think that's a good way to put it.
Wait, how many drinks would I have to have?
Would you have to have? Where he'd be like, this dude, if he's going to go for it,
oh,
I
no,
think
he
he's
would,
had enough.
He would do it whether I was sober or not.
Really? All right. Yeah. All right.
Even though he knew, you know, so that's why I thought it was, like, a bit aggressive, because I was like, dude, just chill.
There's an arrogance in that, too.
Wait till I'm drunk. At least.
I know you're newish to comedy, but, like, has anyone already done anything putrid with you?
No, okay. I've actually... Yeah, I've been in comedy. I'm super nice.
Get ahead. You met Amir, though. So... I'm not sure if he listens to the show, but...
Amir does, so...
I love Amir.
That was Pete that said that. Not that part. That was me in Pete's voice.
Remember when you used to brag about Kevin Spacey having listened to this show, though? I think that's the irony now of the situation where it's like, wow, I can't believe Kevin Spacey's listened to Papa's Basement. Now it's like...
Oh, no, he totally has.
Yeah, yeah, no. That'll, you know who else has Louis C.K.? So never listen to the show.
Yeah.
No,
oh, and by the way, I got two unknown callers since I have not received an unknown call, except for the time Kevin Spacey called me like 3 or 4 years ago when we first started talking. I have not received an unknown call since then, and I have received twice an unknown call. Since that episode
oh,
was dropped.
Oh, man. They're going to, like, find your corpse with, like, a weird, like, pedophile branding on the
I
back
told you,
of
yeah.
it.
And I was like, I'm not answering that. He's like, going to start pulling a Mel, like, I'll bury you in the Rose Garden.
Yeah, oh, no. I'll be like, God, the Trump voters were right. There's, like, a weird Hollywood gay
yeah,
sex
Yeah, like,
cult
the right is, or the left is just crazy.
I feel like your stories are pretty mild, though, because you're just... Like, he made a pass, and then...
He would, like, grab Pete's thigh, and Pete somehow, despite all appearances, didn't go for it.
I'd give him a man massage.
I feel like...
Wait, what?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he does a lot of tennis. You gotta massage his thighs.
Okay, so Pete played ball somewhat. Let's get that out there.
I was nice, man.
Oh, cool. Hey, I have real tense thighs and buttocks right now.
You don't do jack poops for me. All right? You don't. You don't, MF-er, because... right now, you're asking me for $60. I don't remember ever getting a birthday gift. So let's go into that.
Birthday gifts of all- sure, let's do that.
I'm just saying, like, yo, if you owe a dude money and it happens to be like around their birthday time and it's not like a
sizable
amount,
do you go debts canceled? No, you don't. I bought
him. Yeah, you do. Actually, you do.
No, that's what.
You do.
No.
Bro, you do.
Howard, like. I bought him a game
on
discount and then some other little like Nintendo doohickey and I was like, okay, yeah, it's $62 total.
And then it was his birthday around the same time.
And he's like, this is my gift now, I guess he's saying on air for the first time. That's a bitch maneuver.
I'm just checking him out.
I think I know partly where this is coming from.
We don't buy each other presents, like what the like,
I buy you presents all the time.
Ask. I was going to try to get people to your crap hole cabin in the woods, your rape shack, to clean it as your gift, and then you blew that off.
No.
And you're like, and then
you
the weekend
you
after.
You can't just say it once and then say that you're... All right. Well, you can do that. You know what? I'm going to hold you to that come springtime.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I will say the last time Pete came to my house, he just brought me a bottle of wine and a six-pack of beer, and it was around my birthday, so... I will put that out there. He is, like, arguing a position that's consistent with what he's saying.
That's
tiny He got a new house, and my philosophy, you do not show up to somebody else's house without a gift.
It was actually kind of funny because, I saw the bag where you went. I was like, oh, man, he went to that expensive place right by my house.
I went to that place, man.
Howard disagrees with that maneuver, and I want that money in my PayPal, too.
Wait, you disagreed with it?
No, I was just telling you, like, listed at least. Like, cause
I am very consistent. I bought everybody Christmas gifts.
I coughed up for the stupid... Christine, you do some gaming, so you can weigh in on this. I coughed up for the stupid thing called Gamers Unlocked with Best Buy. You get 20% off everything. Right. So typically... Friends that want video games, I buy them. Then I'm just like, PayPal me the money. It's 20% cheaper for you. And I get like the Marlboro miles for it or whatever. So it works out for everyone. And now like Pete's just like, I don't owe you that. This is my birthday. And like,
I'm not saying I necessarily owe you that. Audience for me to kind of leverage myself into a free gift.
That's not going to happen.
Damn it. I knew it.
A lot of the times a gift will be like, what, 20 bucks? I don't know what real adults spend on birthday gifts.
It ain't 62 bucks. Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
But I live at home to hoard that money. Like, I don't like just throwing it away. If I'm going $62, I want it to be in Martinsburg, West Virginia, and her name is Candy or something along those
lines. You better get that Kevin Spacey treatment if you're going to be paying
that. Well, that's why I brought it up. John thinks I'm going to massage his legs.
Whatever.
You better sugar me if you think I'm going to work your tennis elbow.
Speaking of face, let's talk about Louis C.K. There you go. There's a segue.
Why did you change that?
I don't know, because I'm feeling right
now. Are you
now,
upset
like,
by that?
I don't know, dude.
Yeah, you're my homie. I'm just messing with you.
So the entirety of the news cycle right now is just which big star is a creep. And right now we're on Louis C.K. I'm sure by the time this comes to air, like, I don't know, we'll find out, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger raped Sylvester Stallone.
Rape that alien.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, bang Danny DeVito against his will, or vice versa. Who knows? Whatever happened on Twins stays on Twins.
The weird thing I heard about Arnold is that as he was getting into politics, people would talk about, oh yeah, he just like groped me. But like, I think people gave Arnold a pass because he's a bodybuilder, and so when he would grope women, he'd be like, oh, you work out, and then he would offer them a chance to grope him back. It was just this bizarre. Everybody was like, I guess he's European.
I was going to say, dude, he's European, and I'm sorry. Like,
Europeans get a pass.
Yeah. He is slightly alpha as all hell. So if Arnold walks up and gropes, you're just like, all right, cool. Like, he's 90% testosterone. What type?
But he lets you grope back. I think that if Arnold groped me and was like, do you want to touch? I'd be like, actually, I do.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I need to feel that.
It would be gay not
density.
To. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I would be offended because it's like, I clearly don't work out. Like, just look at this body and tell me that you believe I've ever been to the gym. Like,
I think Arnold has a keen eye for that. He would be like, you climbed some stairs 6 months ago.
I took a break halfway up.
Smoke break.
I'm still there.
So Louis C.K., for a very long time, there have been rumors that I think Ricky Lindholm of whatever the hell.
No way, really?
Oh, yeah. Ricky Lindholm of, was it Garfunkel and Oates? Was one of the first to say, like, yeah, I went to his room and then, like, he shut the door behind me and then just started whacking it. Like, between me and the door. And Howard looks moved by that. Is this what fatherhood has done to you? Have you gone soft having a daughter?
No, I didn't see who was accusing him. I really haven't followed the story, so I'm surprised.
She never went on the record. Okay. So the five
Wait, so then
people,
how did we... Oh, you mean like on the record as in like... so the cops or something like that? Or
no, just on the record to a source. Or I'm sorry, as a source to a reporter.
Oh.
Like, there have been whispers for a long time, and Roseanne, I believe, echoed them at one point. She's like, yeah, I heard like Louis's a creep. Like, he does a lot of pounding off in
front
right. of...
Roseanne, you just need some spotlight. I get it.
Yeah, Roseanne, God, the brilliance of that
show. Of all people, yeah, she's just like,
she does occupy an odd space right now.
Yeah. I think she just wanted to be a part of that situation.
Maybe, or she wanted to amplify.
She's like, I heard gossip and I need to do that. And I'm like, well, did he jerk off for you? And she's like, no.
So... Over the weekend, earlier this week, actually, five comedians, female comedians, I know we're not supposed to say comedians now.
We're not.
No, comedians.
We're
apparently not.
What? Wait.
Christine's cool. I'm sure she doesn't give a crap, or she does. I don't know. What is your take
on comedians? I would say comedians, just like I call every girl who is in a movie an actor. I think there's a difference.
Well, like, it's comedian or comedian or something.
Yes.
I'm not sure. Like, the chick one is just fancier.
has a little tilde.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I hear people saying, like, oh, you're supposed to use gender neutral. I don't care, but that's comic is usually, I guess, the word that I hear the most. But.
Yeah, I just need to convey at some point he's only masturbating in front of women.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like Carrot Top snuck up there and was like, what's up, Lou? And then Lou was making glue.
I got a prop, too.
So, five women from the comedy world went on the record with some reporter from the New York Times stating I guess, accusing him of kind of a couple different things. I can name, I think, all of the crimes off the top of my head, if we want to call them crimes, because they're kind of not crimes. And
things you've done in the studio.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Wait,
like
your
ways Jay got the job. Jay beat.
Yeah. That was an awkward time.
Yeah.
It really was. But we grew out of it.
But so I'm trying to – there was an issue where he worked with a woman in her early 20s, and he was just like, hey, you want to watch me whack it? And she said
– He asked.
You've got a wife and kid, and, like, he just, like, turned red and was like, I'm in a rough place, and then, like, sped off, and that was it.
Oh, man.
And then Christine, do you know all the – Did you
yeah,
read this
I read
thing?
The, okay, yeah, I read yeah. the article.
So, yeah, I guess all you guys help me along if I flounder. So we had that one. We had someone who was cool with it, and then after a while was just like, I'm not so cool with this. And at that point, I believe he ceased again. Like, she was, you know, he was like, want to come over for, like, stovetop, and I'll whack it in front of you. And she was like, nope, and that was that. Then you had one individual who claimed... Sorry, I described my Tuesday. One individual said that he called her, I believe, and was just noticeably whacking it, and she just somehow, for whatever reason, hung in there for the conversation, was like, you know, like, yeah, bring donuts to the set tomorrow. And he's
yeah, that's
like,
not even in a position where you should feel truly threatened. I mean, I feel like you can just hang up the phone.
My friend,
So I don't know. I've heard people say, like, well, why didn't she hang up the phone? I didn't see anywhere in the article where it said that she didn't, like, hang. She just said that, like, over time she thought, like, oh, maybe he's masturbating. But that was the one – that was one of the instances where, like, my perception of it isn't that this is traumatic, but, like, now this is just, like, another thing this woman has to deal with. Like, somebody she works with, she now can't call on the phone, be in private meetings with. Like, it's not really true. Like, maybe in her case, if she feels traumatized, then, you know, whatever she feels. But if I put that in my situation, it's not really trauma, but it's like, well, now, like, my job is just, like, so much harder than it has to be.
Yeah, this is haywire. Like, well, I was just saying, yeah, because you can't talk to that person anymore. You're like, oh, I have a problem. I need to call the producer.
Yeah, probably, it's not that big a problem.
They're probably masturbating.
Like,
when
if you want to use him as a reference or something, well, it's like, I'm not gonna like, when else is he gonna start masturbating? Like, he's gonna masturbate while he's on the phone with my new job.
With your new
you know?
Job,
like,
yeah, your new employer.
I find myself being just, like, annoyed by it. Like, I mean, I don't mean to brag, but I started getting sexually assaulted at, like, 15.
Whoa. All right.
That was joke. It was a joke. But, right, I mean, I literally was assaulted at 15 a bunch of times. But, like, it's just sometimes it's just, like, more just stuff you got to deal with. And it's just, like, another thing in your day. You miss the bus, and then you get assaulted, and it's, like, whatever.
Bus was late. Louis C.K. wax off on the phone with you. Yeah. Stubbed my toe. No, I got you. It completely adds to the pile. And I guess past the accusations, the biggest one I felt was he invited a comedic duo. I forget their name, but for some reason we followed each other on Twitter for years. It took me.
Interesting.
Yeah. They did some show for Comedy Central, or like at least the Comedy Central web. We used to chat all the time.
Huh.
And I was like, you should be on the show. And they're like, yeah. And then because I wasn't full of dexedrine and motivation, I just did nothing about that. But they maintained that he asked them up as a duo to his room.
That's so weird.
He's then like, hey, is it cool if I whack it in front of you? And they, I guess, especially because the two of them, so you can kind of like just joke with each other. You know, it's
Dana
two
and
on
Julia.
One. Dana and Julia.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I think their show on the website was called Biatches or something like that. It's like a weird cartoon.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And Dana and Julia, like, they're like, sure, buddy. You know, it'd be the same way if, like, some old coug, like the three of us, or hell, the four of us. You get in on this fun.
Yeah. Let's like, say Lisa Lampanelli
I'm
says,
I'm going to S all your D's. And you're like, sure, Lisa. Yeah. And then she really starts doing it. You'd be like, this is weird. I'm crying and laughing.
Hey, and, stay right there. I'm going to rub my bean.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
All right, Lisa, that's weird.
Yeah, and like she just starts masturbating, and I'd probably be like checking my Twitter 30 seconds in. She's like, are you taking a picture? No, just checking it. Okay. So
Don't
he starts whacking it in front of this duo, and they just chill to completion, I guess. Like, because you can only imagine, it's a bizarre scene. Like, you're like, wow, he really did that. And I don't think it was for comedic value either. Like, he, that was just him.
That was in 2002, by the way.
Yeah. That he did the tuggy tug?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the one of them and where he hits on the woman at work, that was like when his wife was pregnant with one of their kids. That's at least a decade or so old.
Yeah. The you're right, because she said, like, you have a child and your wife is pregnant. Yeah. And that's, he was
his
like,
younger one, I think,
I'm in a bad place. So just ran away.
Oh, man.
I guess.
Well, John, I mean, they didn't have a Comedy Central show in 2002.
Who didn't? The Biatches?
Yeah.
No, they did not. Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
A correlation, maybe?
Is this why you're going to be in 7-2?
I'm just kidding.
K-Pax
Yeah, 2? So my head is in the next box.
Yeah, you're playing 4D chess. Like, I get it.
I'm messing.
Good on you. I just want to bring it up.
Everyone hated me for saying that. Okay.
Just
joking.
As creepy as it is, and I bring all that up so I can say, like, yeah, that's all creepy and weird as hell. And especially with the two, Dana and Julia, that's like, they're in person and you say that. Like, that seems a little suspect, that one especially. That would be like, if I'm like, hey, Howard, can I rape you? And you're like, ha, ha, ha. And then like 5 seconds later, you're like, he's really raping me.
Right.
My God, that was not consent, sir. that one seems the I just want to say, I feel it's slightly dangerous to lump him in, Louis C.K., pervert, not predator, with the likes of Harvey Weinstein, with the likes of the man that ushered our man Pete over here into the Brotherhood of the Spartans.
Space Dog?
Yeah, exactly.
As I like to call him.
No, I mean, that's fair that people are looking at it that way. The hardest part, though, is, I guess, the schadenfreude of the moment is, like, his movie was supposed to be released, and
it was
it's
completely
been
timed
canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of as if, like, well, if we're going to, like, release this story, let's wait till it, like, punches him in the groin.
Yeah, they did the timing equivalent of, like, saying yes to him, whacking it in front of them, and then, like, right as his red, pale Mexican face is getting even redder, just, like, farting loudly. Being like, I'm sorry. Did I do that? In a perfect Urkel impression. And yeah, because these allegations were dropped, like, what, a week before his new I Love You,
well,
Daddy?
So Gawker wrote this exact same article, like, 2 years ago, and nobody cared.
But were people on the record? Like, that's...
I'm not sure. I mean, I know the two women were involved, like, their names were associated with it.
Okay.
And I can't talk... I don't remember if any of the other ones were, but really, the real victim here is Gawker, who did all of this. And did not see the payoff that the New York Times did.
Right?
Right.
No, because it's just a website at the end of the day. It'll pay that price eternally.
But yeah, I mean, like, I think people, they had been talking about this before. And then I think that, like, the Times, just with the whole Weinstein thing, they just sort of, the timing, I think, more was connected to, like, the other assaults as opposed to, like, trying to, like, screw over his movie, I think.
Yeah, no, you're probably right there. There has been this momentum, like a massive momentum, but
I don't, a lot of it to me is social media related. And so, like, I've always had this question about Roman Polanski films where I'm like, can I watch these? Because, like, in the 70s, he drugged and raped a teenager.
Yeah.
And yet we've all been watching his movies ever since.
Mm-hmm.
He's even won Oscars for his work. Like, he was best director for The Pianist.
Yes.
Hollywood never gave up on him since the 70s. Some people are trying to get him exonerated in California for this.
Yeah, and...
So where are we right now where it's like Louis C.K. can't get film distribution, but Roman Polanski, like, whatever he wants, he gets?
No, it's funny as hell that people kind of pick their outrages in a lot of ways, and...
Well, we don't have enough time to think in the social media cycle at this point.
You're right.
Like, people haven't really taken a step back to be like, oh, Roman Polanski might be the worst of them. Nothing's happened because it was so long ago. We didn't have Twitter back then.
Well, how do you... You bring up an important question. Like, does that ruin someone, especially if they're not in front of the camera, does that ruin a product for you, like a work of art? You
know,
like,
I've been asking us to ask this question, so I'm super glad that you did. Because, right. Yeah, does what somebody does on the outside like in their normal everyday life, does that have an effect on you for their work?
Because Pete's gonna hate me for that, saying this. I do not care about House of Cards. I tried to watch it. I got through like 2 seasons and then like three episodes in season 3. I was like, this is boring to me.
You know who else doesn't watch House of Cards?
Who?
Me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, good.
I don't watch that crap either.
Do you guys like? Do either of you like? Were you waiting for season 6 before this happened?
God no.
Were you guys
never
like,
seen House of Cards?
All right.
House of Cards to me is one of those shows like Orange is the New Black where I get very little out of it. It's just there to like justify me having Netflix.
So you had no reaction to like there might not be a season 6.
Dude, it was really truly good for like season 1.
Okay. Like, yeah, exactly.
That, like season 3 I only watched because I had a crippling flu that weekend and like I slipped in and out of consciousness. And would be like an episode deeper and be like, Oh, it's that new Putin guy. Oh, I have to go crap my brains out. So, and then like, that was it.
I will say, so I'm with you on this. So I think our review commonly now is that show died when the reporter did. Oh, I just ruined that for you. But
I'm,
you should
I'm not going to watch this show.
That's a good question. Would you watch it though? Like if I told you the first season and the first episode of season 2, if I told you those were good, could you watch it now even though Kevin Spacey is like,
sorry,
he's a pedophile, so.
I'm playing some music. Who likes this song? Who's a fan of this ditty?
I'm guessing what band this is, but I might be wrong. But is this on topic?
It might be, Christine. Who likes?
Is this
who
on
hums
topic?
Along to this song whenever it comes on the
that's
radio?
That's a good subject matter to bring up with. It's a good band to bring up.
What if I told you that this singer was a convicted baby rapist?
Now, he attempted. He didn't. He had... I mean, I'm not defending him, but...
Ian Watkins! No, it was... Baby rapist!
It was conspiracy to have sex with a one-and-a-half-year-old.
What?
Ian Watkins.
Ian Watkins, yeah. Baby rapist.
Ian Watkins.
Yeah. Doesn't make this a bad song, does it?
It was a bad song before.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, I can't say I like this.
I like
it. It's not great, but
I might be a baby rapist.
This part I like. This I like. When he's getting down with the audience, he looks so cool and not baby rapist right now. Like, he looks like a guy who crushes box. Not baby box, regular box.
But you know, the weird thing about that story, too, was that the child was... like
totally down for it.
No, the child
agreed to it.
The child was it was a fan's, like, the kid was, his mom was a fan of the band, and he
signed my baby.
Ian Watkins
also...
was like, hey, you're a big fan, can I have your kid?
Yes.
And she was like, yeah, totally. And I love music. Like, I'm a big, like, my favorite band's Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, and I see them every time they're in town. But if they asked for like my kid, I'd probably say no. I mean,
you'd be like, how many backstage passes? Oh wait, here's the part where it picks up. Nice. And then he sings, and you say that we're raping babies, and sorry. Alright. I'll bring that home. Yeah, that is a catchy ditty. And that is, you know what? I kind of have only seen like the post prison photos of him where he looks like way grayer and fatter, like he somehow got into
fat in prison.
He looks like he got into a telepod with Jay Leno and kind of made like a hybrid with him. Like, he looks really beat and not like all handsome and awesome like he does in this video. Like, that's a guy that can crush ass, especially.
Well, he had severe drug problems, I think, too, like right before.
Oh, so he's got a winning story. Like, he's conquered all except wanting to bang babies.
I'd say Weinstein is the least difficult to associate with the movies that his company produces, because he's not really talented, right? Like, he's the money guy. He has like
in front of the camera, like, I would have zero issue with any of this. Like, you have to really work to make that association.
Yeah.
Like, if you put on Rosemary's Baby right now, like, there isn't a gag reel during the credits with Roman Polanski bunging some like poor 12-year-old girl. Like, that's just, his name is on it. He made a great piece of art. Like, vile pieces of junk can make some great things. Like, I remember people debating, like, what do we do with the medical knowledge gained from Nazi scientists? I was like, that is the dumbest debate I've heard in my life. How about you do something good with it?
Yeah.
So the people who died to get it really just didn't die for the hell of it, like completely in vain.
100%, man.
I actually disagree with that because, like, you have to be careful that you don't encourage people to do it in the future because the Chinese, like, experiment on their people in a way that makes me uncomfortable today. Like, presently, I'm like, what are the Chinese doing that we don't know about? They do weird stuff, man. They're trying to do, like, a head transplant. What's that going to be like when they put somebody's head on another person's body? I don't think you could get that approved in the United States, but the Chinese are like, eh, give it a shot. What's the worst that'll happen?
Oh.
It could be the worst pain ever suffered by someone.
I'm not hating it, but I'm saying if it's already there and it can be useful information, what the hell? Let's look at it.
I don't know if, many
not
people
all,
would be
cause
like...
Not all of it was like, oh, can we make a human fly by putting, you know, chicken wings on a...
Yeah, like not every bit of Nazi crap was like, we're just going to inject blue dye into eyes and see if that takes. Like, you know, I don't know. That's my take on it. You're right, though. It is weird. I guess it I don't know. I don't see it as some sort of tacit approval.
Review.
No one's like, well, the Holocaust was wrong, but.
It's just the idea that a diabolical scientist, like, knowing that they have a great experiment plan that's completely unethical, would still be able to get people to use their research, where it's like, you will not deny this.
I feel like if you just watched The Human Centipede, you'd be on my side. But
I've only seen the porn parody.
Oh, what is it called?
Actually, I don't know. I've only seen the, like, I think trailer or idea, but I watch porn with the same premise. Not eating poop, but...
It seems like, yeah, the porn wouldn't be too far off, like, except they could just detach themselves like that.
Well, it's okay where it's like, I like stuff where it's like at least five women on all fours and then, but just like, you know,
it's called
butt or vaginal.
It's called
fine.
The Human Sexapede, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm trying to find. I'm trying, because I feel like there's a lot.
Of Human Sexapede?
Yeah.
I know there's like an official one, but I've seen sort of like amateur, like,
porn
the
parody official.
Just
thank
some sorority girls have a
like
good
keyword.
Official.
Official.
Well, because there's a lot of, like, you know, DIY sexapedes out there.
It's true.
I mean, I occasionally form a two-person sexapede. Like, it's been a bit. Been in the neighborhood of years now. Had an embarrassing incident due to that last week. Very, very embarrassing and made me feel a bit like Pete over here, actually.
What'd you do?
I went to an improv class called Love and Hate. And at our normal improv theater, the Unified Scene, taught by Sean Westfall, the man. So the big thing is Sean was saying, we don't really know how to do emotions. Like, we're kind of shut down as people. We don't know how to show love and physical affection. And we don't know how to show, like, true anger on stage either. But especially the physical affection. And Christine, agree or disagree here, like, I don't touch people, like, whatsoever. I'm never like, hey, and, like, actually reach out to someone. Is that in your repertoire whatsoever?
I have slowly learned how to touch people. I used to be really weird about hugs.
Uh-huh, okay.
And for a long time, even with friends, when they would go to hug me, I would hold my breath because I didn't want to get their essence into my nose. Because it's like, well, why don't we just have sex? If your essence is going to be in my nostrils, it's right next to my brain.
Are you bringing Louis again? Like, why are their essence like
just
shooting?
The aura or just the smell. There's just molecules of you floating around you. And so, like, I wouldn't inhale it, you know, because, you know, again, why wouldn't we just have sex, get married, move in together if we're going to be hugging?
I mean, nose pregnant.
But, but, like, I get, like, meeting new people, especially, like, stand-up and stuff. Like, you meet new people all the time. You're always hugging strangers. Like, I'm totally used to it now. Like, okay. It doesn't faze me. But I used to be a problem hugger.
I'm not very big on it, to be quite honest. I got to be somewhere on the spectrum. Like,
nah, I don't like it either. I think the thing that I finally got comfortable with, like, I think I'm more comfortable with it, ironically, now that I realize there are more people like me who are just like, I just feel like I'm obligated to do this. And the more people I'm like, don't think you want to do this either. Like, the better I feel, where it's just like, hey, yeah, bye.
Do you say that like in a Larry David voice? And then we hear the boom, boom, boom. I'd like to hug Larry, and
we don't need to hug. We don't need to hug.
I'll give you the fist bump. So we're doing this love and hate class, and it immediately gets slightly odd because Sean is like, we're going to be touching each other. Avoiding bathing suit areas, that'll be the rule, but you're going to touch each other. Like, I want to break down some physical barriers. And Sean is like a Burning Man dude, like he goes there yearly.
Yeah.
So
there's a thing or two about bathing suit areas.
Yeah, and not covering them, apparently. Yeah. Like, that was revealed the other day that he met one of our classmates at Burning Man. He's like, she was just walking around naked, and so was I. And I was like, Jesus H, didn't need to think about that right beforehand. But we start off, I think, out of the gate with an exercise called massage circle. And speaking of human centipedes, Christine, you almost like a conga line or a love train, whatever, you put your hands on the shoulder of the person in front of you, forming a circle, and just start rubbing their shoulders. And I happen to be getting rubbed by like a very attractive woman who had a nice scent, which was filling my nostrils, much to my delight. I was like, you can cream pie my nostrils anytime, honey. And simultaneously, I was having to massage like a Nordic Superman looking guy of like, I don't know if he's gay or straight. He's like in the Pete camp, where like it could be either thing.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Oh, we're calling that the Pete camp.
The Pete camp. Yeah. It's like, are you straight? Are you gay? Or are you Pete? On like,
what is it?
Yeah. You're like, I'm Pete Curious. And it's been a long time since
I think it's
I
maybe
any. Yeah, yes.
Nothing Pete's being sexually ambiguous.
And I have, especially since the breakup, which was I think end of February, other than one incident where I might have slapped down some sawbucks to get play for an hour increment. I really you haven't lived until you've seen a woman look up at a clock with your penis in her mouth. That's all I'm saying.
Damn it, John.
What? Multiple times.
No.
Like, she had the decency to not look at the watch at least, so there's that. I know where you're looking, honey. So, yeah, really not much. Haven't done Tinder, haven't done Bumble, haven't tried to meet in person, God forbid. And, like, just being touched by this woman, like, in my age bracket, smells nice, looks nice, like, was, like, visceral, like, instant, like, shock down my spine. I'm immediately popping.
What?
A massive erection.
Like full chub, not even
full chub. Oh my God. Like Spacey in the sweatpants, full chub. Like, and like I'm one of those dudes where like 50% of the time with a woman where it's time to get down to it, like nothing's going. Because like I'm just stressed and weird about it or like protesting the condom. Yeah. It's exactly like it's owning like an 87 Skylark.
You're not sure if this real estate's gonna sell or not.
You're like, will the starter kick in? I don't know.
I don't know.
Like I've driven this car before, I guarantee you, sweetie. Like it does work sometimes. You're in that boat, and it was the most uncomfortable situation I have been in recent memory. Like smelling her, like she's going up and down my back, like it's fantastic. I'm literally like ready to Columbine the rest of the room so I can be alone with her. And while I have this huge hard on going, I'm having to just massage this man. And I'm like, this is how like serial killers happen. You know what I mean? Like you get a hard on and at the same time you see a cat run over for the first time, and you're like, that's cool. Now I'm in a chopping chick's heads off.
Have to associate these
things. Yeah, exactly. Like, this is how you get conditioned into stuff you don't want to be into.
Oh, God.
And, yeah, I can't, like, call a timeout. I can't be like, sorry, everyone, I've got a hard-on. Like, that would spoil the safe theme and the safe feel of the class. So instead, I'm just like, hey, Dirk, let's get your lats, buddy, while, like, yes, I'm just full at it from the backside, like trying to zone out as much as possible what my hands are feeling and focus as much as possible on what my back is feeling. It was bizarre. It was so damn weird. And then, of course, like as soon as
did he say anything?
No, I mean, I gave him my all.
I was going to say, did you give him a good massage?
Gave him a great one. Are you kidding?
Yeah. When you are preoccupied with something like that, like,
I was whistling while I worked.
You were like, oh, hell yeah. This dude is about to get.
Oh,
like,
he's got his.
He's going to be worked.
No, man. It was just not. And then, like, I had to, like, run home afterward and, like, de-dude my hands. And then, yeah.
De-dude your hands.
It was.
Deep was that massage?
I know, right?
I had to clean under my fingernails. And now I have E. coli. So we've got a couple.
I was squeezing his D'Angelo's.
Okay. How does it feel? God, that is the best thing that D'Angelo had that video where he's just like the most diesel everyone. Like, you
if
know.
You rewatch it, he's tiny.
Oh, is he petite?
He is. He's a very small guy.
He ain't anymore.
I rewatched it.
Now it's like Ron Jeremy build. Like, he's just fat, and it's funny. And I'm like, that's what you get for being in shape 20 years ago, MF-er.
Yeah.
God hates your hubris.
For helping me with chicks in seventh grade.
So we've got 10 minutes or so left, because we got families to go back to, in theory. So
well, we didn't answer the bottom line on at least Louis C.K. Like,
sure.
Do you want to see this movie now? Oh. Are you going to see it?
I like Love You, Daddy, which has the...
I wasn't going to see that garbage to begin with.
That's the camp I fall into. I was like, wait for HBO to do that.
But what about his old stand-up? Like, you've seen all his specials?
Yeah.
I'm like 50-50 on them. Like, if they're on, I'll watch them. But I'm such a bum about stand-up, despite vaguely performing it, that, no, I'm not like, oh, he dropped a new one. I have to watch this. Like, it's weird to me.
Yeah, I'll see it in time.
You will watch his stand-up going forward.
About 2019, yeah. I'm going to be funny. Around you smoking weed, and you're going to be like, I'm putting this on, and I'll be like, cool.
Yeah. But I'm not going to go out of my way.
Oh, no. So the question is he ruined for me? Because unlike Roman Polanski, who gets to hide in the background, I'm just staring at Louis C.K.
Yeah.
Louis C.K. is not creepy enough where I wouldn't, especially like his apology for me was like fairly dead on. Like, he didn't try to do anything weaselly like Kevin Spacey. He wasn't like, I choose to live the rest of my life as a Mexican. Like, he didn't.
And as you know, they are rapists, so that's why we're building a wall.
Like, he didn't get weird with it. He did previously, but he was just like, this is true. Like, I do this, and I was in a bad place, and because all the accusers, I will say this, it looks like he was not to explain away what he did, but. It seemed in his past, you know, no one's like, this happened to me. And then we saw like the Metallica 30 years of Master of Puppets tour right afterward. Like it was in the day, like the Twin Towers were around for a lot of this stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I can. I mean, just in terms of like for newer stuff, you know, people will work with whoever is bringing in money.
Mm-hmm.
So right. if I give money to support whatever he does, then it's just bringing in more situations to, you know, work with women who might be in a similar situation. As I said before, when I see this, you know, it seems like they're really bothered by it, but I also see it in terms of just like how many more women, you know, their careers just need to be way more complicated from this. Like the comedy duo, mm-hmm. where it was like his manager, I don't know if he threatened them or not, but he was like, hey, don't talk about Louis. And now there's this huge guy who represents way, you know, a bunch of other comedians. And it's like their entire career now has to be avoiding this really big, not just Louis, but Louis's manager as well. And it's like, I don't really... You know, it's just another pothole for them to have to swerve around. And I wouldn't want to pay money for more women to be in that situation. In terms of his previous stuff, I don't want to use, like, boycott, like I'm going to go out of my way to not see his older shows. But Louis, for me, always seemed to be such an empathetic person.
Yes.
Like, so much of his comedy to me was about his insight and his ability to see, you know, from other people's perspective. And it's like, I don't know if I can look at it the same way as I used to, not to punish him or you know, not not to, you know, like I said, not to boycott, but it's like he doesn't have an ability that I thought he had, which was like empathy and an ability to see things through other people's perspective.
No, you're,
that was more or less manipulated, you think?
What do you mean? Oh, the way he used to speak about.
Yeah. That, like, he kind of fabricated that.
No, I don't think he fabricated it. I think he really did think of himself as an empathetic person, but I just can't see him. I thought he was
like
really intelligent and really amazing.
Yeah.
And that was why I kept listening, was because I was like, I want to listen to the words of this intelligent, empathetic person. And so it's like a big amount of the effect has gone away. I don't think he was trying to be manipulative. When he, you know, when particularly when he talked about women's issues or anything, but he missed the mark. It's like finding out your physics professor never graduated high school. It's like, well, why am I even like listening to this now?
Well, that last part was just offensive. Maybe he went to the school of hard knocks. Thank you. I've seen Dangerous Minds. All right.
School of hard something.
You make a lot of valid points. A lot of Louis's charm was this completely identifiable, like, if I were on stage, this could be me, completely self-aware, very self-deprecating. And you're right, a lot of that goes out the window where you're like, this dude did have a moment where he just got, like, shark eyes in front of chicks and, like, completely unironically finished himself off and then, like, maliciously was like, yeah, manager, make sure they don't pipe up, please.
Yeah.
I guess it's weird with him because I think with a lot of the accusations, your first reaction is like, can this really be true? Not that you're doubting the person, but it never crossed your mind that like, oh, whoa, like Kevin Spacey does this? Whereas like with Louis, he has so much chronic masturbation humor that it's like, this is absolutely true. I have no doubt in my mind that he is the type of person who would just whip it out and masturbate in front of a woman.
See,
I'm like,
he talks about
it 100%.
Everybody
like
screenshotted that like part from his show where it's Louis C.K. comedian masturbator. Like, that was such a funny scene in that show, but that really came back to it.
That scene is terrifying on a couple levels. I don't know if you've noticed this. It has
fake news circuit?
Yes. It has made the rounds where people, I don't know if I've mentioned this on the show yet, have I?
No, you haven't.
Okay.
But we wanted to talk about it last time, actually.
People have posted that, and I forget like what her name was. Like, is the character name like something Cummings or something like that? And it's like Christians Against Masturbation.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is appropriately named. Like it was real news. Like, she's not just a character. And then a second person posted it and was like, I think this might have been from a show. I'm not really sure. It's like, yeah, it was. It was
but I'm
a
sharing
show.
Anyways
yes.
To provide you guys with the knowledge in case it's
yeah, in
true.
Case this is just hilarious and Louis riffing with a girl from an actual Christians Against Masturbation organization. It's like, the facts are there. Like, literally one IMDb search, you're like, oh, that was from season one or whatever. Like, people don't give a damn. Like, we are screwed. Like, if you are going to ignore the facts behind something that recent and that easy to research, we're effed.
Yeah.
Like, society is circling the toilet. Yeah, it blew my mind.
You've never seen... You see people who, like, post... not always from The Onion, but, like, people who post from, like, satirical news websites. Like, it's real. I see that all the time.
All the time.
All the time, yeah.
Yeah, I do, too.
I mean, I'll show my mom various Onion things, and, like, it'll sail over her head. Like, there was something with Trump... Trump calls a family of fallen soldier assuring him that he will live on forever or something like that. And my mom read that. She's just like, such disgusting. I'm like, it does say politics.theonion.com. Mom. And she's like, oh, so that was comedy. And then she's just like, I don't like him. And that was the end of it for her. And anything, guys, I think we're at our time limit-ish. We can call it 60. Yeah, we're right at 60. Does anyone add a couple more topics if we want to run with, I went to a concert this week with a bunch of old goths?
Oh, wow.
I saw Frontline Assembly and left four songs in because I was like, you know, these lesser industrial bands, not so good without a belly full of cough syrup. We can talk about Roy Moore. We can talk about my pending bum surgery. Not that there's much to discuss.
For round two.
Yeah, I just...
Yeah, save the Roy Moore. Save the Roy Moore bit just because it's
when
a developing...
He gets the axe.
Yeah, we have no idea where that's going yet. So let's talk about your butt.
Less Roy Moore, more Rudy Ray Moore. Sorry, he played Dolomite. No one's going to get that. And died like 10 years ago. No, in the next week or so, I'm getting what are called pilonidal cysts, a.k.a. Jeep seat, the GIs called it. Like, just two lumps. I think this is what, by the way, Rush Limbaugh said kept him out of NOM.
Oh.
Pilonidal cysts. There are little annoying bumps of crap at the top of my ass crack that hurt if I do a sit-up. That's about it. But, yeah, I couldn't serve in the NOM because of that. And, yeah, eventually I will get a doctor just cutting them out. Good old Western medicine. Nothing elegant about it. Cutting
rusted,
a football-shaped
hole.
Yeah, exactly. Just scooping out the crap. I will hopefully have it on a... I want it presented... like an engagement ring almost when I come to, just on some gauze. I want them to be like, here you are, your majesty. This came from thine buttocks.
Get it in a jar.
Yeah, and I'd be all pumped about it. And yeah, then I get to crap standing up for a couple days. I'm trying to time it so I'll be healed by the time Thanksgiving rolls around when your job is literally just sitting to eat and then sitting to drop a deuce. And yeah, fingers crossed, everything will be good and I can eat 18 pounds of stuffing in 6 hours.
If this were the 80s, we'd have to make some jokes about you being of Greek descent, right? Like the whole, you know, Greek guys and anal sex go hand in hand. There are certain complications that go along with it towards the health. I think that's like...
Oh, my Greekness 100% caused this.
Yeah. Please elaborate.
Not because I was getting peated in my hiney, but
maybe
at one point, yeah, I was getting maybied in the BH. At one point, I tried to like shave the entirety of my ass out of boredom, or at least like the top of the crack.
We've all been there.
And like got into the crack, and because I'm just completely like curly hair, like, you know, I have black man body hair and facial hair and all that. Like it's like wire brush coming out of my face and it curls back in. Like it grew, and because it's in a crack, like, it just kind of started mashing into each other and, like, forming these little cysts. And I was like, that'll work itself out. And then 3 years later, I'm just like, it never did. Fine. Here's my copay of several thousand dollars because this country's a toilet. I shaved my ass, and I will be incapacitated for a week and down a couple G's 3 years later.
Thank God.
So if you're hairy, don't shave your ass.
Yeah, and you always end up getting, like, a buzz cut on your anus, like, 2 days later.
Ugh.
Like...
letting the barber even it out. Yeah.
Ew. Ew.
I get, and it's weird being a woman too, because it's like hair maintenance stuff, and it's like I have a 5 o'clock shadow on my downstairs, like most of the time.
Well, if you're not getting it, like, who gives a damn? Yeah,
it's
like,
for me, okay? Yeah. It's for me to feel good about myself.
No, you should. That's. I am glad that you take that level of pride in your stuff.
I gotta fit into these panties. Like I can't. I'm not gonna shove all this hair in. In this lacy, like, cheeky boy short things. No, I'm gonna lob it off.
Like Blackbeard in a surgical mask.
It's just like packing a stuffed animal.
Yeah, for me, when it comes to grooming down there, because again, I'm getting none, it's just like I get sick of seeing dried lube in it, and I'm like, oh, I probably need to shave that off at some point. Yeah. So it looks like you egged an Ewok. And I'm just like, it out. All right. I guess
you just gotta trim, man. That's it. You don't shave, you trim.
I now do all guard work. Like, I do a 16th of an inch guard on the actual bag and shaft, and then 1/8 inch guard on the top.
Why were you prepping your butthole? Like, who was gonna...
Oh, no, it wasn't my... It isn't my butthole. It's the literal, like, top of my ass crack.
Oh, okay. So, like, where a tramp stamp would go.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, really
getting ready for a tattoo.
Right. Like, right if you talk about the corners of someone's smile, but imagine their ass crack being their smile. Like, mine's at one corner
You've completely ruined my outlook on
Yeah.
Meeting strangers.
The next time your girl smiles and you want to touch the corners of her mouth.
I just think about her ass crack.
Yeah, you can just imagine her.
Oh, like, now I'm hard.
Like a Homer Simpson mouth, just an ass sideways. And,
screw it, yeah.
There you go. All right, so that was the show. We survived it, and it was fun, and we had deep discussions.
We did. Nobody got predatory.
And people can send me gifts because I'm Pete Maybe, so it's my birthday. Everyone, it's my ass surgery birthday.
Oh, God, that hurt him, right?
It's my ass surgery birthday, everyone. Give me free things. No, just because it kind of reeked of like a cam girl being like, here's the heels and the dildo that I want.
Here's my wish list.
Yeah, I want Zelda amiibos and these Benoit balls.
Well, I'm not showing you my ass anymore.
Oh, no.
No, that's why you shaved yours first.
So we could just slide them against each other. Aww. Like Tom Cruise on the hardwood of Risky Business.
Oh, God.
Everyone, this was Papa's Basement. Thank you for making it through. I had a blast. I hope you did, too. I'm John Papa Giorgio, hence the show's weird name. But you knew that if you got this far. I want you to find, not in a creepy way, online find, and add and be nice to our guest, Christine O'Day. Christine, do you want to give out, like, Facebooks, Twitters, cell phone numbers, social securities? What is your poison?
Facebook is just Christine and then O apostrophe D-E-A. And then I'm on Instagram, Psychobabble Salesman, but it's nothing funny, it's just art. But if you like cakes and art, that's what's on
Who
there.
Who doesn't like cake and art? You sold me. Pete?
Hey, I'm at Pete Maybe, but you guys knew that if you were listening to the show. If you're newcomers, go check out the YouTube. Go like, subscribe, ask us to do other kind of funny videos, comment, leave us a review on iTunes, anything like that. And send nudes.
Yeah, I'd like him. Pete gets him because he's the good-looking one, but I'd like him. Howard?
I share them with John.
At Basement Howard for purposes of Papa's Basement. So there you go, man.
That's
just
a
here
soldier.
To support.
And if you guys want to hear more of me, I've been tweeting or retweeting the links, but I recorded two episodes of the Roughneck Minute, which is a minute-by-minute recap of Starship Troopers with our good friend and
super
listener
cool.
Matt
yeah,
Soto. Very nice guy. And it's great because, I'll be honest, I don't know how focused on Starship Troopers he wanted me to be, but, like, 1 minute of it, much less the entirety, I lasted 30 seconds, and then we just got into Denise Richards kind of looking weird. Like, looking weird but hot, but weird, now possibly AIDS-y, thanks to Charlie Sheen. So that was a good time. You can follow me at Papa's Basement on Twitter. I'll be tweeting those links again. But also, if you just look up The Roughneck Minute, I am going to be on the most recent one, and I guess the next one coming out, I am there as well. And Pete, you do that soon.
Yeah, I'll be out there.
He's a nice guy. Stop big-timing him. You
I'm sorry.
Jerk. You jerk. All right, till the next one. In PapasBasement.com and YouTube channel, like you said, Papa's Basement. We are out of here.
Mwah.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.